Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquenceonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. And he is still a long, long walk and a swim away, but a short flight on Millennium Falcon. Our amazing guest, our amazing co-host, Dr. Joy Hall, is still in Kenya with that project for the Credit Union Foundation out on the pineapple plantation out in Mombasa, Kenya. I texted him earlier this week. He should be back, I think, next Friday. I think he's back on the 22nd, so he might be available for the final show of the month. So we hope he's having a good time out there teaching everybody about all the great stuff he learned when he got his PhD in global leadership. He's out there being a global leader and a global ambassador for the credit union marketplace by way of South Carolina Federal Credit Union. We would, of course, want to welcome you to the show. The name of the show, The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? The folks we're talking about today, NAFCA, has been leaving their audience wanting more for 50 years. We're going to talk about that. And, of course, The Power Performance brought to you by XDI, xraydeltaindia.com, XDI. We all have to send out statements, paper and electronic. You want them to be elegant, efficient, and, of course, to tell your members about all the other great products and services that the credit union offers. The best way to do that, xdi.com. And don't forget about the XDI Chili Challenge. If you have someone at your credit union that thinks they could make a great bowl of chili, a championship bowl of chili, send them on out to California on August 5th. They are the best. They'll bring back a check for $5,000 that your credit union can donate to the charity of your choice. All the details and information, XDI, xraydeltaindia.com. The name of the show today, 50 years and going stronger than ever. They were out in Hawaii last week, Hawaii 5-0. It was so perfect. Right. They actually have someone at NAFQ. You could actually say Dan O'Brien, their congressional guy, is actually named Dan O'Brien. So you could kind of get the whole Hawaii 5-0 thing going. So we're very, very happy to be talking to NAFQ. We're going to talk to Lisa Cox after the break. But I'm just saying, think about that. You know, you're working at a credit union. You're trying to, you know, keep costs under wraps, and you walk into your CEO's office, hey, I'd like to go to a conference in Hawaii. Well, of course you would. Well, I'm telling you, they're packing them in at all the events every single day, it seems. Anthony or Dan Berger are posting the flag of some great state, whether it's Florida or New Jersey or any state, you name the state, people are joining NAFQ. They've got the mojo rolling. They just celebrated 50 years in Hawaii. And we get back from the break, we're going to ask Lisa about her career, about the event, and why NAFQ is this amazing ascendant brand. And we will do it all right after this.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little
and even though it drives people crazy in Madison, Wisconsin, and elsewhere, you're listening to The Power of Performance. You're right. This is not a test. It's the real thing. And her name is Lisa Cox with NAFQ. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Hi, Jason. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
It is so good. Yep. Tokyo audience is sucking up. They hope to get an invitation to your next tropical paradise event. But trust me, you don't want the studio audience anywhere near amazing. And hey, first tell us about you and your career with credit unions.
Sure. Well, I've been an AFCU about 10 years now. It's my first job in terms of the credit union industry, although it's at a trade association, obviously. But, it's been a whirlwind. 10 years at NAFCU has actually seen a lot of change. We've had, obviously, with the economy, a lot of change in the credit union space and the financial services space in general. But it's funny. The thing that's really struck me about credit unions during my time here, and when I started, I didn't really know what to expect. But I love the sense of community, getting to mm-hmm. know our members and AFCU members and even our non-members, as well as actually even the regulators. I mean, everyone truly cares about people. I think what's most important to me is seeing how the different credit unions want to support their membership bases and the communities they live in, the communities they support. And, it trickles out. It makes me want to care about our whole country. And I love it.
That's awesome. Speaking of the country, folks, if you listen online, you can scroll through some of the pictures. You can see a picture of Lisa is there, but you can also see that great infographic that shows all of the NAFCU members all across the country. And it's just a sea of dots all the way across the country into Alaska, Hawaii, even down into Puerto Rico. And so I know you watched a video of a show we did for NAFCU, gosh, way back in 2010. It was a marketing mm-hmm. conference, and it was kind of a smaller event, to be perfectly honest, about 150 people. And now today, those events are multiple hundreds of people. Such great energy, such great enthusiasm. But before we get to that, tell us about the event in Hawaii. What kind of feedback did you get? What were the participants saying? Tell us about it.
Sure. Yeah. It's funny because Hawaii has this mystique, right? It's this tropical paradise. As you mentioned, Hawaii 5-0, it's got this Hollywood allure, Elvis. I think of Elvis personally, even though I'm not the right generation, I guess. But, so going to Hawaii, we knew that people would be really excited, not only about the destination, but also about our 50th anniversary. And those of us at NAFCU, we're especially excited about that. I mean, we have folks that have worked here for over 20 years, so they're really invested. But it was so interesting to me to see so many faces that knew people who had started NAFCU, or
wow.
they themselves were connected to the start of NAFCU. That was so impactful to me. Because as I mentioned, that aspect of community is so important. And it tied in. It even ties into the 50th. And we even saw it in Hawaii. And, the Hawaiians are so proud of their culture and their islands.
Right.
And we really saw our members come out in force. Some of it was planned with us. Some of it, they just did it on their own. They want to welcome all of the mainlanders coming to their
right.
island. And so it was great. I think everyone left excited, rejuvenated. They loved seeing all of the faces that they've gotten to know over the last 50 years. And I think it was a grand slam.
I've talked to some people. I was talking to Mike Lawson, who does the interviews, the video mm-hmm. interviews. We're going to try to get him on the show in August. And he was there and he said, yeah, it's just great. It's just, tons of energy and stuff like that, which is what you want. And, NAFCU is on a stone cold roll right now. There is a lot of energy and excitement, both in terms of new members and at the live events. So I see the pictures, I see the videos, I see the feedback. Tell us about that. I mean, you were there and kind of witnessed it. It's a really good vibe right now with the brand, isn't there?
It is. And, it's funny that you say that, because obviously for us, internal, we feel it. We have an energy. We're really focused on our federal advocacy, our education, our compliance. We're really focused on extreme member service. We now more than ever, at least during my career, have, I hate to keep using the word, but a real focus. But I think for a lot of people who have been so supportive of NAFCU over, at least during my 10 years here, you know, they've never wavered. And so it's interesting to me to see them every year, and they're always so supportive, and they're always, you know, they're always giving feedback to improve, of course, and to help support them better. But so being on a stone cold roll, I guess what I'm getting at, while we know it, it's for me at least, was great to hear, because you don't know that it's necessarily being recognized, and there's a lot of hard work and a lot of support throughout the industry for NAFQ, and NAFQ is of course trying to you know, carry all of the industry messages on the Hill and with NCUA and CFPB, and it's just great to feel like people are seeing that what we're doing is actually working, which is great.
Well, it's absolutely working, and you know, the everyone wants to go to a show in Hawaii. I've actually done a speech in a keynote address in Hawaii. It was not for the credit union marketplace. It was in the middle of the Great Recession. I did it for the Ninth or Eighth Circuit, whichever one is on the West Coast. They invited me out to speak to all of their probation officers. And, you know, even during the recession, the government was still hiring people. So I was happy to go out there and do that. But I know what you mean. But I thought it said a lot about the enthusiasm for the brand. I mean, somebody traveling from the East Coast, that is not a short flight. That is quite a commitment in terms of time and treasure to get out there. And I just thought it said so much about how people believe in the brand. And I agree with you, the great camaraderie that is building up around NAFQ. And like I said, I've talked to a few people that were there, and they all said the same thing. And of course, you know that internally we always focus on things that we could have done better, and sometimes that blinds us to all the great things that we're already doing well. And I know you guys had a great time out there. We're visiting with Lisa Cox. She's the vice president of events at NAFQ, and I know it's not all you do when you're not working at NAFQ. What are some things that you enjoy doing just for fun?
Well, it's funny. These days, I'm not having what I would call a ton of fun. I'm currently 7 months pregnant, so sleeping is a lot of my current pastime when I'm not working at, you know, with or at NAFQ. But typically, you know, I love music, and I love the analogy that you've used about credit unions and for me, by proxy, NAFQ. You know, being a band or a type of music, and putting that together to create a product, and a great value proposition for members. So that's probably my normal passion, I'd say, when I'm not sleeping.
Well, yes. Yeah, you get 2 months, and then you're going to get even less sleep. So, yes, take
exactly.
All the time you can right now. And I don't give out a lot of parenting advice, but I'm gonna drop just a little bit on you here, and you're going to thank me for it someday. No matter what, make sure that you have a really good Phillips screwdriver and a lot of AA batteries. You are going to need that just as much as all the other gear. Whenever I have a family member or somebody that is having a baby, that's what I always get them, a really good Phillips screwdriver, the kind that does it by itself, and a bunch of AA batteries, because you will need them. Trust me what I tell you, you'll need them. You know, that, and that was the other thing. You know, there's a lot of great stuff that were coming out. Your net promoter score is way up there. The satisfaction and the loyalty of your members is sky high. And I think it really is built around that advocacy thing. That really is the one thing that I don't always have a great handle on. You guys kind of make that easy to understand. But we have had literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of CEOs on this show in the 8 years that we've been doing it. And when we ask them if there's one thing they could fix or change, they always talk about regulations and deregulation and getting some of those burdens off the credit union. And I think that speaks really well. As I tell people, you know, why NAFQ is my brand, because they really focus on, you know, those core things that you focus on, advocacy and education and all the great things that you do. And, you know, I was just going through the Twitter feed, and it's not a trade association, but it was a pretty well-known credit union brand that punched out this infographic about how generations use, if they want to see a product review, what do they do? And lo and behold, all three generations that were mentioned picked YouTube as the number one medium for looking at product reviews. And I thought, I hope nobody put any time and energy into that study. That is self-evident to anybody that's ever said, oh, I want to see a product review of the Amazon Echo or whatever. And there's so much time wasted out there in the credit union that I don't think, Lisa, you should be apologizing for using the word focus. I think that has been one of your strengths. You guys decided to focus on several core things at your trade association. I think you guys are reaping the benefit of that.
Yeah, and I do think, you mentioned the recession earlier. I think the recession also helped at least NAFQ, but I do believe businesses all around the country, not just in the financial services sector, but it caused a lot of people to have to focus more. And I do think some companies are still finding that, what that focus is. I think that's the key to success. And to your point about the YouTube videos, I agree that to me, I'm probably the right generation to understand
right.
that as well, but it's very obvious.
Well, I mean, I've had two people recently. We've had great shows. We've had great, great shows. All of our shows are great, but Caroline Willard and Pam Hatt from Panair last week, and now we get NAFQ on the air again. And so our listeners have just been through the roof, and it causes interactions on LinkedIn. And I've had two people say, how come you don't use a picture of yourself on LinkedIn? And it's like, well, because I don't know. I don't look my age. I'm 49, but I look much younger. And I told the person, I said, I don't want to make people that are younger than me jealous that they aren't as handsome as me. I'm only kidding. I'm just saying. But I mean, I'm 49. I don't feel it. I mean, I play full court basketball every week, and I don't look it. I don't feel it. But I mean, even my generation, Generation X, when I was thinking about doing a product review for the Amazon Echo, my first reaction wasn't, well, I'll tell you what, I will sit down and type out a letter and mail it to Amazon and ask for a paper brochure on the Amazon. The first thing I did is I Googled Amazon Echo product review, and it defaults you to YouTube. You don't mm-hmm. have to. Anybody just putting that infographic together to me was silly. I mean, you want to know how do you do a product review? If you want to do a product review, you say, let me do a product review on XYZ. And it's invariably take you to YouTube. So anyway, it's one of those things that I'm mindful of. I think in the credit union marketplace, we have the right as independent, free-thinking people to remind other credit union organizations that credit unions, and by extension their partners, don't have any of their own money. It all belongs to the members. And when I see it being wasted, I'm not shy about pointing it out. So don't feel bad about saying you guys are focused. You have a great, great focus on all the stuff that you're doing right now. And I have no doubt you're going to continue to be adding new members. You're going to continue to be having these big ballroom filling events that look great and sound great and are great. And on behalf of everyone here at the show, we want to wish you, of course, best luck and good fortune with your new little tax deduction that you'll be bringing into the world in about 2 months. And we hope all of that goes well for you. But most of all, I want to thank you for joining us on the show today, Lisa. Thank you so very kindly.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Lisa Cox, everybody. Great job. And we'll be right back after this. This is why webinars send us hate mail. The power of performance.
Slide feet up street, bend your back, shift your arm, then you pull it back. Let's hard, you know.
Oh, hey, oh.
Strike a pose on a Cadillac. If you wanna find all the cops are hanging out in the donut shop, they sing and dance.
Oh, hey, oh.
All right, I don't know if the people at Blog Talk Radio need to put in some extra AA batteries on their servers. I don't know if you guys are hearing the popping and some of the audio clicks that I'm hearing. They usually compress that stuff when the show gets compressed afterwards. So we want to thank again Lisa Cox. And I'm telling you, folks, if you're not following NAPQ on Twitter and on LinkedIn, you need to. Really, really great energy, really, really great information. Even if your credit union is not a NAPQ credit union, they're constantly updating things about legislative and regulatory reform. And it's all out there in the space to be absorbed. I want to thank Pamela Hatt from last week. A lot of listens to that show talking about the strike and arrest, hashtag arrest hunger. And we got a lot of great shows coming up. We're hoping to have Dr. Troy back very soon. We could probably do a whole show on travels. He's been in Prague and Kenya. He's getting that passport book stamped up like crazy. We're also working on a couple of really special shows. One has to do with, again, what's happened to LinkedIn. I thought LinkedIn was going to be sort of the grown-up version of Facebook, and it has devolved into it's somebody's birthday and the picture of the wolves following each other and stuff that you've seen a million times and all of this affirmation stuff. That is not why I joined LinkedIn. And my buddy Alex Castley up in British Columbia, up in Canada, put a post out the other day that really got my attention, because sometimes I think I'm the only one thinking these things. I also want to send a shout out to a friend of mine, Shelley Sanders, out at Greater New Orleans Credit Union, and great credit union in the great Crescent City of New Orleans. Talk to her about some podcasting possibilities, and hope to have her on the show really soon as well. Hey, folks, you've been listening to our performance, the show that asked the question, if your band were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Tune has been doing it for 50 years, and they're going stronger than ever. Check them out online, napq.org. Follow them on social media. You will not be disappointed. And, of course, folks, don't cancel going to one of the NAPQ conference events. But if there's one event that you did last year and it just didn't leave you wanting more, apply that travel time and treasure to getting out to the XDI Chili Challenge. And again, most times you come back for a conference, you got an expense report. In this particular case, if you make the best bowl of chili, you come back with a really cool trophy. There's a picture of that on the episode page too, and a check for $5,000 that you can give to the charity of your choice, further building that community bond that Lisa was talking about, that I know they feel with their member credit unions, and that credit unions you should be feeling with your community. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquentonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. And until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Take care. Bye.
That's all, folks.